Hey, happy hump day. Welcome to Listen, Bitch. I know it's a little later in the day. I usually have this coming out at 5 a.m. Eastern now that I finally fixed my clock and shit is working. So thank you for your patience. And I hope you were not too disappointed because I'm still here, bitch. I'm still here. This is actually take three of trying to record this right now. The last one, I have like this dry scratch. It's like allergy season. Okay. Allergy season's upon me. My body's exhausted. Like, I'm just exhausted. Yesterday was a long ass fucking day. So, this is take three. I thought I was pausing the recording because my kids were going crazy and I ended up stopping it for this last time. And I am just so frustrated. So, I mean, I had an amazing spiel. And I feel like repeating that is not going to feel genuine. So, what I really want to talk to you guys about today is how to get good at something. I do want this to be a listener fueled podcast. Like, I want to know where you're at. I want to know how I can help you expand your thinking this week. I'm literally a mindset coach. I want to help you gear your mindset to fucking win all the time, to be happy, to find joy, to have that peace. So anyway, one of the messages I got this week, she was like, "How did you start a podcast? Like, what did you do?" And the truth is, like, I don't listen to other podcasts. I don't listen, bitch. That is where I will get in my zone of comparison. I'll talk myself out of this. I'll think, "Oh my God, they do this better. There's no way I could do that." I had to fucking go. I had to do the things. This has been an idea for a few months now. And I jumped off the edge by practicing with one of my friends. If you guys haven't heard my other podcast, it's Radical Limits, where I have a conversation with my friend every week, just about life and shit and our perspectives. And we're very different in the way we think and, you know, our perspectives and all the things. So it's a fun conversation. But not doing the podcast alone, I feel like it gave me the courage to go ahead and branch out and say, fuck it. I'm going to do Listen, Bitch. I'm going to do Listen, Bitch. I'm going to be a big girl. And it was just a matter of knowing I'm going to suck at first. It's going to suck. And if you listen to other podcasts, I'm sure you could tear this one apart with all of your life. But I know this is what I'm meant to be doing. And so I have to get good at it. And being good is going to take practice. Being good means I can't operate from my ego in this space because I have to be okay with sucking. I'm not going to get good until I can practice. I'm not going to get good until I fuck up and learn from my mistakes. And that's what I want to talk about today. I mean, we all want to be great at something. I think that's human fucking nature. But if you can't get over the fact you're going to suck at first, you're stuck. You're stuck because you're never going to make a move. You're never going to decide, right? The D word I love, decide. You have to decide and then you have to take that action. But if you're in your ego and you're like, "Oh my God, I can't do something new because I'm going to suck. Nobody's going to listen. Nobody, you know, nobody's going to get anything from this." Like, that's bullshit. I don't even have a huge listening base and I'm already getting feedback of what this podcast is meaning to people. And that's why I do this. It's for that one person. You make that decision for that one person. And sometimes it's your reflection in the mirror. And sometimes it's a version of who you were in the past that you know you have to show up for. So that's it. If you could get over the fact you're going to suck at first, you're going to do fine when it comes to becoming great. So let's just throw in some tips for practicing and mastering any skill. Like, listen, bitch, we know expertise doesn't come overnight. Even simple skills take time to reach a high level of expertise. And there are many theories of how long it takes to master a complex skill. But if you go to Google and you check it out, the most common number is 10,000 hours. But the truth is, it's not enough to just mindlessly practice something. It's important that you spend the time optimally. You have to be intentional because any skill can be mastered with sufficient dedication and effective practice. Okay. So, tip number one, quality counts. Repetition is important, but not more important than accuracy. Playing a guitar chord incorrectly 1,000 times, it's not going to help you unless you want to do it incorrectly when it counts, right? You have to avoid the belief that quantity of practice is all that matters. Quality practice results in a greater level of mastery. You want to improve 1%, 1% every day. So, it's just showing up with some high quality practice. Number two, daily practice is effective practice. There is a limit to how much you can do a day, and there's a limit to how much your brain can learn. Practicing beyond a certain amount of time isn't an effective use of your time. Many world-class pianists insist they don't play more than a couple of hours each day, and you can Google that. Okay, so I know you heard the mom thing, and that's fine. I paused it. I paused it before you guys got to hear her request of me. Let's go to tip number three, is to practice your skill daily if possible, even if it shortens your practice sessions. Again, we're going for quality over quantity. So that means if you've only got, 10 minutes to send out some messages to practice having those conversations, then fucking do it. Do it. If you look at Google, expert musicians recommend practicing for multiple sessions of 10 minutes per session. Practice multiple times each day. 30 minutes of practice twice per day is more effective than practicing for an hour once per day. Break up your practice sessions and you'll make more progress. Number four is get a good coach. And this just reminded me, one of my girls commented on a post and she wanted me to talk about how to become a mindset coach. And this is so perfect for that answer because the truth is you have to get a good coach. I need the coach to see my blind spots because when we are in the arena getting our ass kicked, we have tunnel vision, right? We just want to throw hands and make sure that we're hitting good, but you've got blind spots. That's why you're taking the left hook every now and then. A coach sees your blind spots. So that's the truth. If you want to be a mindset coach, get a fucking mindset coach. Whether you want to master, say, real estate or playing the keyboard, a coach is an important part of the team. Why make unnecessary mistakes? A great mentor takes years off your learning curve. That's so fucking important. They collapse time. And this is, I watch it with my clients. I watch the aha moments of like, what took me 2 years to discover, I can help them see in 3 months. So you need to get a coach, okay? Number five is going to be spend time on what matters. Of all the activities you could do to master a skill, 20% of those will provide 80% of your results. Unfortunately, that 20% consists of the things that aren't enjoyable to do. Can my network marketing women give me a hell yeah? Because that's the truth. You're not going to like every fucking thing you have to do. That's a fact. Yes, I constantly preach about loving life, love what you do. But that doesn't mean that there are small tasks I don't love doing. I don't necessarily love shaving my legs every day, right? It's not a fun thing. It's just a thing you do. It's a thing I do because I also don't like pokey legs, right? So mastering your skill is going to require you spending your time effectively. Stop scrolling, bitch, and just get geared up on what's important to leverage your business on social media. Make the most of your effort. Number six is test yourself regularly. Are you learning how to drive a golf ball further? Then check your driving distance on a regular basis. Examine your results and look at your progress. Making progress means you're on the right track, and it's also motivating. You have to celebrate every step. And I'm not talking about looking at where you think you should be. I'm saying look at the progress from the day you started to today and celebrate that. And maybe you're going to see poor progress. That just means you need to change your approach. It doesn't mean, quit and give up. Consulting your coach is the next logical step in this moment. Number seven, be selective. Too many people try to master too many things. You don't have enough time to master the drums, the guitar, the mandarin, photography, screenwriting, and long-range rifle shooting because there's so many hours in the day. Be choosy and work on the skills that matter most to you. And this is important for you choosing a direction of your life right now. If you're trying to do so many things, you're going to end up doing nothing. It's burnout. That's what happens. You can't do all the things. So choose some really important things. Choose your favorite. Start there. And it doesn't mean like after you master the keyboard this year, you could do long range shooting next year, right? It's not like you're giving anything up. You're just planning and being selective with your time. Number eight, this one is tough because we are our own worst critics. You have to have patience. Progress comes in spurts. The first 40 hours or so can be especially troubling until your brain makes a few alterations. Progress can be really slow. And it's easy to become frustrated and quit. You've got to give yourself time and focus on practicing consistently and properly. Trust that the results will come. It's not about judging yourself every single day and becoming, you know, your own worst critic. It is really just giving yourself the room for growth. I mean, watch our babies learning to walk. They fall down a few times and we're not like, give up. You can't do this. You're never going to walk. No, they're going to fall a few times. Not all skills are created equal. Some skills have a physical component, such as, let's say, pitching a baseball or playing the violin. Others are more information-based, such as investing in commercial real estate. The way you'll practice your skill depends on the skill in question, and that's why a mentor is important. Use your practice time wisely. Your time is limited. Ensure that you give your practice efforts your full attention. With any time, any skill can be mastered. Jump into my Listen Bitch Facebook page, and I want to know, what are you willing to practice at to get good at? What are you willing to put your time into so you can be one of the greats? I'm excited about this conversation. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your patience that this showed up now instead of 5 a.m. this morning. It's still here, bitch. I love you, and let's chat tomorrow.